This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, August 18th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the second in our two-part series on political parties at the Illinois State Fair, this time the Republicans' turn. AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser will have our forecast, but first, a look at today's news. Governor Rob Blagojevich has announced the release of $5 million in new grants to fund stem cell research in Illinois. The governor says seven projects at public universities in the state will receive money from the fiscal 2007 budget.
We want to make sure we have the resources there to help our doctors and our scientists and our researchers find those cures to things like juvenile diabetes and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and spinal cord injuries. In many cases, I suspect, that are still not known to us yet. But if we provide the resources to those who do the research, they'll find those uses.
Three of the grants will go to researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, the largest, a $1 million grant to Lawrence Shook, for the study of new stem cell therapies for repair or replacing organs and tissues using the body's own stem cells or those of a donor. Fei Wang will get $400,000 to look into what makes certain stem cells grow into specialized cells for tissue repair. And a $250,000 grant goes to Matthew Stewart, who is researching expanding the use of stem cells to regenerate musculoskeletal tissues. The Illinois Department of Public Health selected the specific projects. Blagojevich's Republican opponent criticized his handling of stem cell research funding. Judy Bartopinka says she supports stem cell research, but believes that any state funding should go through the legislature. A converted machine shed in rural Champaign County has become an alcohol-free music venue for young people. But the shed, as it's known, has run afoul of county zoning rules, and it could be forced to close if the Champaign County Board votes against it next month. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
This band, so long forgotten, recorded last month at the Shed, is part of what attracts young people to the weekly shows held on Steve Willard's land north of Lake of the Woods. But the loud music also draws complaints from neighbors, and county officials say the site isn't zoned for concerts. Willard, who describes himself as a former addict and devout Christian, says he gives young people a drug-free, alcohol-free place to hear the music they like. He says even the neighbors who complain about the noise praise his objectives.
Kind of a tough situation sometimes, and everybody loves what you're doing. We need stuff like that, but not here, not that place. Got to do this, got to do that.
Willard also puts on concerts in the gym of a local church, but says he wants to reach young people who avoid anything church-related. His request to have the shed rezoned to allow live concerts is now before the Champaign County Board Land Use Committee, which could vote on the matter at its September 11th meeting. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The sale of the water system in the town of Pisodum to Illinois American Water is now in the hands of state regulators. Illinois American says it's filed an agreement to purchase the Pisodum water system with the State Commerce Commission. The move comes 4 months after the village trustees in the southern Champaign County town voted to sell their water system to Illinois American for $170,000. According to a news release from the company, Pisodum's water system has been operated by the village for nearly 50 years. But village trustee Joe Letcher is quoted as saying that selling the water system is the best way to deal with water quality regulations and other challenges. The Pisodum water system serves about 250 customers. Illinois American says if the acquisition of the water system is approved, the village could start receiving water by way of a new pipeline to the company's Champaign-Urbana water system as early as next January. A tall ornamental grass is getting some serious consideration as a future energy source, and some Illinois entrepreneurs say it can be widely grown here. The University of Illinois is among groups researching miscanthus, which, despite a difficult cultivation process, has the potential to be a renewable fuel. John Caveney of Monticello heads a company that's investing in research on the plant. He says today's high cost of fossil fuels now makes the development of a clean, domestically produced fuel source more feasible.
When you start adding up, you know, double the energy per acre that you're going to get from corn, for instance, and you're looking at probably maybe 20% of the crop protection products and inputs in the way of fertilizer per year, and you only have to make one trip over the field at harvest. You know, all these things add up to where it's potentially pretty profitable.
Caveney says miscanthus can be compressed into charcoal-like briquettes for burning, or it can be processed into alcohol. A candidate for state representative, Mike Frerichs, is calling for the state to authorize miscanthus as a cover crop to help develop its use. Film critic Roger Ebert is offering details about his treatment for cancer, saying despite a hard road to recovery, he's looking forward to being back on the movie beat. The 64-year-old native of Urbana released a statement from his hospital room in Chicago. Ebert had surgery June 16th to remove a cancerous growth on his salivary gland. He had emergency surgery July 1st after a blood vessel burst near the site of the first operation. He said the June surgery involved removing cancer in his right jaw, including a section of his jawbone, which was reconstructed. Ebert also revealed his voice has been affected by cancer treatment, and that part of his overall rehabilitation will include having to strengthen his vocal cords. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The state's Republicans made sure to show a united front during the Illinois State Fair Thursday. Rather than quibble over ideological differences, party leaders say the Illinois GOP is working together to get back in power. Amanda Vinicky was at their rally in Springfield and has this report.
The annual party rallies double as unofficial kickoffs to the home stretch of the campaign season, and the Republicans came out swinging. The party's nominee for governor, Judy Bartapinka, was particularly pointed in her knocks against her Democratic opponent.
We are at the bottom of the bucket on just about everything in this state, courtesy of a lackluster governor who doesn't give a rat's behind that he's the governor. All right? That he's the governor. So govern!
Although Topinka is the only candidate directly challenging incumbent Rod Blagojevich, she was far from the only one taking aim at him. In fact, it seems as if a deep-rooted frustration with the sitting governor is the strongest element holding Republicans together. Former Governor Jim Edgar admits it's an impetus for the party getting its act together.
You know, we had a tough primary, but I think everybody came together because there is a strong desire to change the governor. And, I think we have a great opportunity during that this election.
It hasn't always been this way. Just this spring, those vying for the Republican gubernatorial nomination were at each other's throats during debates and in their advertising. They all say they've let bygones be bygones, and they hope voters feel the same. Topinka now has the backing of those primary opponents. Businessman Ron Gidwitz brushes aside the shots he took then at Topinka as typical for a primary race. He says now he wholeheartedly and unequivocally supports her. Gidwitz says Topinka would be much better than another 4 years of Rod Blagojevich.
We can win races. People want change. People are not happy with the direction of this state. And they need to remember that the problems that we have today are caused by the Democratic administration and the Democratic governor. They know that. They'd like to see it change.
In years past, there's also been a deep division between the party's hardline conservative camp and moderates like Topinka. It boiled over in 2004 when Topinka, as then state party chair, was the target of grenades thrown from the far right. Congressman Ray LaHood of Peoria says the GOP's gotten over the rift, but points out that it seems as if the Democrats are in the midst of one.
What a difference a year makes. Remember last year? We were divided. This year, they're divided and we're united. What a difference a year makes.
This year, the tension's more evident across the aisle. Though she's a Democrat, Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she's staying neutral in the governor's race because her office investigated Blagojevich's for alleged illegal hiring practices. And neither she nor her father, House Speaker and Party Chairman Mike Madigan, have endorsed the Democratic treasurer nominee. Republicans hope the Democrats follow in their footsteps in other ways, too. After controlling it for decades, the GOP lost the governor's seat to Blagojevich following a scandal-plagued 4 years with George Ryan as governor. Now that Blagojevich's administration is under the scrutiny of federal investigators, GOP Chairman Andy McKenna says he's counting on voter backlash.
There was a problem with corruption, and that caused us to lose leadership, but the Democrats have fallen into the same trap, and I think that you know, this governor broke his promise to change business as usual, and that's why we have the opportunity to earn voters' trust, and that's what we're going to work hard to do.
While the Democrats, a day earlier, were unable to get their full slate of candidates on stage for even a few hours at their rally, the entire team of Republicans is embarking today on a 30-city tour across Illinois. Despite their fervent crusade against Blagojevich, Topinka will still have to compete against his massive war chest of campaign cash. The rest of the GOP also has an uphill battle. Democrats hold majorities in the Illinois Senate and the House, and Treasurer Topinka's leaving open the only office the party currently holds. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Here's our weekend. We'll start off with rain, according to AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Our forecast for today: in northern and central Illinois and Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south today, still hazy sunshine, hot and humid with widely scattered thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 78 in far northern Illinois to 95 degrees in southern Illinois. Mostly cloudy tonight with clusters of showers and thunderstorms. Ed says we'll see lows from 66 in northwest Illinois to 74 in the south. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing. Saturday's highs from 77 north to 93 far south. On Sunday, in the north, mostly sunny. In central sections, partly sunny with a few lingering showers still possible. In the south, continued mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then sunshine for Monday. Highs Sunday in the upper 70s north and in the 80s elsewhere. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, August 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.